This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. U.S. and Brazilian officials announced arrests in an alleged human smuggling ring last week. They say Brazilian police officers, customs workers, and airline employees were all helping to ferry people through Mexico into the United States. An operation like that may help to explain a recent spike in the number of undocumented Brazilians entering this country. Many of them head for the Boston area, where tens of thousands of Brazilians have thrived for two decades. But now some community leaders say there are too many Brazilians arriving, and they've put out word to compatriots back home, please do not come to America. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
At St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Alston, the Tuesday night prayer meeting's packed. Worshippers lift their arms and sway. After Mass each Sunday, the clergy ask newcomers to step forward. This past spring, Father Carlos Sergio Viena was stunned at how many were showing up.
Coming, pouring to the church. Every Sunday we have 5, 10, 12, sometimes 40 people. Very often people who just arrived that week.
It was alarming because even as more Brazilians came, Father José Mario Ribeiro says life was becoming more difficult for his immigrant worshipers.
I've been here 5 years and I've seen a big change. 2 years ago, people could pick their jobs. But this year, I saw a lot of people go without work for the entire summer.
Federal immigration authorities have staged a series of raids this year, arresting Brazilians caught in a fake document scam and others who worked illegally for a cleaning company and at Boston's airport. More unemployed Brazilians have taken to gathering on street corners, seeking day jobs. Fathers José and Carlos doubted their worshippers were telling family and friends in Brazil about the hard times. Reports home, they say, are often sugar-coated out of pride. So they and 9 other Brazilian priests decided to set the record straight. In May, they wrote an open letter published on the internet and in newspapers across Brazil. It warned Brazilians they could die on the treacherous journey across the Mexican border. And then,
the ones who are not deported when they arrive in the USA are faced with the tough reality of the Brazilian immigrant. Poor housing, normally living in the basement with many others, lack of jobs, particularly during the winter, poor food due to lack of time to prepare it, language barriers, fear and police trauma, and increasing debts.
The letter concludes, in all caps, the United States is far from being the promised land. But it's not clear the warning will have much effect. Outside St. Anthony's, Ivo Hanjel Fajeda says friends told him not to come, that life here was really hard. But he says they were doing all right, so he didn't listen. Now, after exactly 1 year in the U.S., Fajeda's only been able to pay off the $8,000 he paid coyotes to smuggle him here. He admits to some regrets. I worry I'll lose my wife, he says, because we've been apart so long. But Fajeda wants to give it one more year. For millions of Brazilians, their image of this country comes from a wildly popular new soap opera called America. Since March, it's followed the tale of a doe-eyed woman named Sol, who makes her way to Miami and finds a string of jobs and an American lover. Some here and in Brazil have accused the show of encouraging migration by glorifying life in the U.S. But in this episode, a tearful Sol is wearing an orange jumpsuit in immigration detention. When her lawyer tells her she's been ordered deported, Sol asks, "How much time before I can come back to the U.S.?" Never more.
Nunca mais.
Marianecha Almeida is glued to the soap. She's a house cleaner who's lived near Boston for 8 years, and she says life has gotten decidedly more difficult for the undocumented.
These last 2 years, I've been had a lot of people who calls me to ask for jobs, telling me I was fired because they found out I had a fake social security number.
Almeida has heard about the priest's letter telling Brazilians not to come to the U.S.
Eu acho assim que o nosso dever, quem está aqui, é alertar.
I think it's right. I think it's our obligation, if you're living here, to warn them what's going on here and how hard it is. Because if a lot of people keep coming, it's going to be hard for people who are here right now to find a place and to stay.
Despite all the hardship, Omeida says she loves America and plans to stay forever. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.